51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego joining us on News Radio KMAN. Good morning, Mr. Hyland.
Good morning to you.
It's a pleasure to have you on. I know you guys had a little bit of a break from the legislative session. You come back last Thursday, and then, well, you really got your hours up last week.
I guess you could say that, yes. Unfortunately, the break, we didn't get a lot of bills done that are important to Kansas. But then we had a marathon meeting, 24 hours.
Well, let's talk about that legislation that was ultimately passed and then in turn vetoed last night by Governor Laura Kelly. From your perspective, I know you were supportive of the bill. It sounds like this would have limited the governor's power here during the pandemic, and explain kind of all what it would encompass.
Well, actually, it would not have eliminated her powers. The Constitution limits her powers, but she has chosen, and the Supreme Court has also agreed that she has more power than what is stated in writing. But beside that, what this bill did, we sat down, and her chief of staff was involved in this negotiation and said this was fine, for emergency powers, we were going to give her one more Emergency Power Act, and then from then on, she had to go to the Finance Council for approval. Now, this is important because during an emergency, you have to have an emergency declared before the federal government money will come into your state. So we set it up a system to where we would continue that. It also had limitations on the power of handling the money that comes from the feds. I don't care who the governor is. The legislature is responsible for the budget and the handling and deciding where the money goes. And we put in there that would be done through the Finance Council and a group of folks that would look at all that. And that, I think, was maybe the one thing, among others, that she decided not to do. Now, what she did on her own yesterday was she declared the emergency, but she took away all the restrictions she had in place and now put that on the counties and the cities to decide what they want to do, shifting the blame, if you will. But this is important in that the anger across the state was great. My phone and emails have just been clogged with folks complaining about this. So now it's at the local level where it should be, and they will decide what restrictions they want to place on folks. Some things that were in the bill that were important, and I'm not sure how we're going to be able to handle that without going back in new legislation. We were allowing the court system to use the virtual, the video, whatever, to catch up on their cases. And this was required by law, according to the Attorney General. So we set in place checks and balances, which is what our job is, and that's how our system was set up. We set in place so the courts could keep running. We also set in place to protect folks from frivolous lawsuits. We did not take away the right to sue. It just raised the bar for proof on who was responsible. That was basically the bill that was vetoed. And what's going to happen next depends. I was in all hopes that she would sign it. We would all work together for the good of Kansas. She chose not to. Now it is a political fight, which is unfortunate. I don't like being involved in political fights, but that's where we're headed now. Whether that happens next Tuesday, June the 3rd, I don't know. The President of the Senate and House Speaker will have to decide when and where we go back to Topeka.
Yeah, it's definitely going to set up a showdown next week. This issue, unfortunately, it seems to have become one of politics here. Is there blame on both sides here?
Well, there, who's at fault? I don't know. History will tell us later on. Possibly. Part of it is when the emergency was declared, we didn't have time to thoroughly vet all these avenues that could be done. Part of the problem is history. The law was in 1975 that was put in to curb the governor's authority, and that's being ignored. But this bill then rewrote that law to make it clear. And what we did was we used the animal pandemic laws as the example and followed it more closely as to what can be done and when and where and so forth. But so the 1975 law is probably the original cause of all this confusion right now.
I see. Okay. Well, you mentioned her turning things over to the local level here with health department directors having the final say on orders. And I know there's a lot of support for that here in the communities. But is it too fast, maybe? Are we moving a little bit too quickly here, or are we not moving fast enough?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. Many of the people that talk to me that we're not moving fast enough. And then there's other folks in the medical community saying we're moving too fast. What we also had in the bill was, yes, let's put that down to the local level, but not one individual, not one person should have the responsibility of making those decisions. So the health person would go to either the city council or the county commissioners for final approval of a plan. So that's what we had in place, envisioning it to work very well. Now, that health official is in contact with the KDHC, the Secretary of Health, all the time. So they're getting information of what's going on across the state. And plus, they know what's going on in their locale. I think it would work. I think it will work. It's just now we have these laws where these gaps are because of the veto. What are we going to do to fill those gaps and fix this? And then, obviously, we're not going to be able to fix the 1975 law in this environment. But that will have to be done in the future.
Yeah, we're speaking with State Representative Ron Hyland here on News Radio KMAN. You know, the one thing I worry about with the county levels, with the power going back, there's a lot of people do travel for whatever purposes. You know, I was just in Johnson County this past weekend, and you know, I'm not sure what I don't pay attention all the time to what Johnson County's doing. I know most people don't. It could be different from Riley and Pottawatomie County. What's your best piece of advice for folks who do have to travel for work or other purposes with this new rule going into effect?
Well, a lot of this is common sense, and it's up to the individual to keep track of. Now, the governor's office, KDHC in particular, has listed travel areas that if you go there, you are asked to quarantine yourself or stay at home, you know, for at least 10 days when you get back. Johnson County, I don't think that's a big worry. But if you're traveling to New Orleans, or New York City, and yesterday they listed the Ozarks, those kind of areas, you probably ought to pay attention, and your county officials will have that list, and they should make it more public for folks. Yes, people are going to travel more, but they need to be more aware of protecting their families and their folks back home when they return.
Well, I know you guys will go back for the special session next week, June 3rd. I'm curious, is there going to be more done besides just this bill, or will you tackle any budget issues, do you think, next week?
I doubt it on the budget issues. That will require study by the committee, the Appropriations Committee and the Ways and Means of the Senate, over the summertime to determine where we are, where the projection is for the future for the next year. And then at that time, we may have to go back and deal with it. As for next week, I talked about different parts of this bill. I imagine those will be broken out and dealt with separately, like the allowing the courts to continue to use video, those kind of things, and how to ensure we do have checks and balances that will be acceptable to all sides on this issue. As far as the money goes, Again, I stand firmly on the side where the legislature will have to have some oversight and involvement in that, how that money is spent. But what I feel is this will be broken up into smaller bills and passed quickly.
All right. Well, we always appreciate the time with you here, Mr. Hyland, and good luck next week.
Well, thank you very much, Brandon. You have a good day.
All right. Thank you so much. State Representative Ron Hyland joining us here on News Radio KMAN.